Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Our Captain America Winter Soldier review is part of that 2-hour diatribe that is now lost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? No. I have not seen The Amazing Spider-Man yet.
I like the way you say it. It's almost like a Jewish name.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man. Yes, it's intentional.
It's Spider-Man.
Yes. No, I have not seen The Amazing Spider-Man yet.
Okay. Why don't we stop this and go see Spider-Man? We'll come back and do a 2-minute podcast. It was awesome. It rocked.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, it's just the two of us tonight, so there's two things for sure I want to hit that's near and dear to our hearts. Maybe not so much to their guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know what they are. Just talk on top of your head. But let's hit Winter Soldier first.
Was that one of the two?
No. This is a recap, just because we really should talk about it.
All right, tell me what you thought.
I think I liked it almost as much as Avengers. Really good movie. Definitely the first sequel from Marvel Studios that's definitely better than the first.
Excuse me just a moment. This is brought to you by Dr. Pepper Foti.
Also lost on a podcast.
Also lost on our last podcast.
But you should know that just means you drink 4 Dr. Pepper tins.
That's right. Dr. Pepper Foti. All right, go ahead. Little commercial.
That's
right
all. There. That's all I had.
That was your entirety of thoughts on
Dr. Pepper
Winter Soldier.
Dr. Pepper Winter Soldier? No, I mean, it's just, it's been weeks now, and I just don't remember that all that much. Redford was awesome. Samuel L. Jackson was awesome. That was a great car chase scene. God knows we don't have enough of those anymore.
I know. It's French Connection. It was great. That's the feel I had for the whole movie. Yeah. It's what I hoped I would have. I got it from the trailer.
I like the way they did, I'm forgetting the character's name now. That's embarrassing.
That guy was awesome.
Ah, fuck it. We're doing it live.
That's right. We'll edit it in later. Was awesome.
Dr. Zor...
Zhivago.
Zaius. No. It's Artem Zola. There we go. There it is. Woo! I swear to podcasting, I can does it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
He knows the comics.
Apparently, making a face in 8-bit's really creepy. That worked for me.
That was awesome.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was great. I hope they didn't kill him off. I don't think they did.
I think they did.
What did you... No.
But, they made a... I had high hopes for that flick, and they were exceeded.
Yep.
So...
That was great.
They did a good job.
Scarlett Johansson. Were they going for a,
They haven't figured that character out yet.
So she's going to get her own movie, I heard.
If they like money, they will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes... I don't know. I mean, Jolie made money with Salt, and I think that was terrible.
That's so funny. That's the second reference in literally 5 hours to Salt.
Oh, I'm not...
Somebody loved it. I was talking to them this afternoon. They loved it. I was like, really? That was the face. Yeah, that face you just made. It was a face I had.
It's great, making great sounds.
I'm going to die on your podcast.
That's okay. No one will know.
That's right. We'll delete it anyway. We've got an auto-delete function on GarageBand.
Son of a bitch. Anyways.
No, I thought that movie was great. I think the weakest character was Winter Soldier. And he was great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything that actor's in. He's a blank to me. If he's in something that I'm supposed to know, I don't know what it is.
I don't recognize him for sure.
They act like he's a great actor. I have no clue.
Who's they? Who are these people?
The internet. America. Why are you acting like a Winter Soldier is a good actor?
I don't even know who this guy
Write
is
in
still.
To cyrus@mortizabi.com. And tell me why the fuck you think
that's not a real thing.
It should be.
We do need a feedback email. I'll fix that. We'll post that on a future podcast that will be subsequently deleted.
Right.
But yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of it. It looked expensive as hell. That was the thing I was thinking.
It was practical, other than the
the three helicarriers.
The three helicarriers. You know, I mean, it's bad enough in the comics every time you have a helicarrier, you gotta crash it and you gotta go big.
It's like the Enterprise. When it's in a movie now, you know it's getting toasted.
Right. And it's the same damn thing. Now we got three of them. We're gonna destroy all three.
Yeah.
Next movie, we're gonna destroy five.
Probably Age of Ultron.
The epic. Probably already be destroyed.
I'm excited Paul Bettany's in it.
Who?
Ugh. That's a fair reaction, but it makes my heart sad.
Paul Bettany?
Jarvis. Bettany. Bettany? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. British actor, he's the voice of Jarvis, and it's a crime, but that's what everyone knows him as. The guy's really talented. But he's going to also be Ultron.
What?
Yeah. I think we just did like a little John skit there.
But, what? Yeah, that was a real what. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. That's confirmed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That Jarvis is Ultron?
Well, it's the same actor who plays both. So you can kind of connect the dots and get four. Mixing my metaphors there. But, yeah, that's a thing, apparently, so.
Oh, man, that's nuts. So how is it that they've got... God, with Hawkeye. There was a rumor that Hawkeye was going to be the one that created Ultron, which I thought was nuts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, they're like not doing the Ant-Man.
Oh, because it's because he sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's like some made... They've upped the role for Hawkeye. I don't know, I guess.
That I had heard. Hawkeye and Hulk were going to get bigger parts because they don't have their own flicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Although... Hawkeye should have his own flick.
Hawkeye could have his own flick.
You got Renner.
Born Identity. Well, yeah. Oh, even better. Yeah, you do the Hawkeye comic, man. That'd be great.
Exactly. Yeah, Renner doing that.
Oh, yeah, man. Hawkeye and his dog.
I'd watch that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. The last Hawkeye comic. Did you read the last one?
I'm over a year behind.
Oh, good lord. Okay, yeah. Well, there's one you're going to get to, and you're like, oh, they're forcing it. Now they're just... There's a whole comic that's just really pushing... The boundary of we're going to get this dog wedged in here. And, oh, we're going to wedge some other things in here.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I'm holding my breath. It's still great.
That's okay. But after 2 years, one dud, I'm going to let him have it.
My thoughts exactly.
I am excited for The Last Will and Testament of Charles Xavier. Yeah. Or has that come out already?
It's coming out
soonish, I know.
Yeah, but I'm not excited about it.
Really?
No.
You seem... Really not excited about it. Why is that?
They've just burned me. They've burned me too many times. X-Men.
Recently?
They're hurting me. Well, if you call the last... I mean, it says... Oh, God. Yes. Recently. Damn it. There's so many horrible things. I'm angry at comics right now.
Oh, I'm ready for a Keyshawn rant. It's been a while.
Oh, God.
I can probably help you in, but at the start.
$35 for a soft...
I know.
That's retarded.
I bought another issue of the Extinction Agenda because it's early Capullo and I'm just kind of enthralled with it. So I looked it up. I'm going somewhere with this beyond just you laughing at me. and by extension, the listeners.
I love that you're going.
But that's about a 12 issue run, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy for me to go long box digging and buy that for $12 in the original issues.
Uh-huh.
Or I can spend $40 on Amazon and get the collection.
Soft or hardback?
Hard.
For 12 comics?
Exactly.
Marvel.
Or $12. I can go dig in long boxes, which I enjoy anyway.
They're not even bound that well. The hardbacks aren't even bound that well. Yeah. Softbacks damn well aren't. And it's frustrating.
Yeah. They're definitely pricing me out.
But you're looking forward to Xavier? The Last Will and Testament of Xavier?
I'm curious what that might be.
He wasn't interesting when he was alive. Not in the last 10 years. Nobody's really doing that well.
Well, they keep, like, crippling and uncrippling him. They didn't really know what to do with him.
No one's known what to do with him forever. Make him a dick.
First Class makes him quite interesting.
I don't remember it.
X-Men First Class, the film?
Oh, the movie. Ow. That's not Xavier. That's young Xavier. Totally different
character. That's part of the character, though.
No, it's different character. Give me old Xavier.
Well, Patrick Stewart's excellent as him in the films.
Yeah, when he's conscious.
Well, it's true.
They're going to knock him out all the time.
Well, yeah, because he's powerful.
But that's bad writing. Same as Superman. You can come up with some good shit.
All right, I'll give it to you.
You know, same as...
But I am pumped for Days of Future also.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't know. Wait a minute. I can't wait.
That was about 0.2 seconds. Talk yourself out of that one.
I did. What I'm hopeful for, and I'm really, really rubbing my nipples that this happens, that's the thing, right? That's the thing. We're making it a thing, America.
Please don't make us make America.
Yeah, we all have little magical Aladdin's lamps on our chests. Oh. And we just rub them and make things happen. So mine is going to work towards... I really am hoping that they will take this movie and basically, you know, the first portion of it, where they're going to show everything's going to shit. Everything's terrible. What a nightmare. And that is an allegory for where they led... 1, 2, and 3. The original X-Men, sure. 1, 2, and 3, and it led to shit. Now, they're going to send Wolverine back, but please, fix this. Make this not have happened. Yeah. And they're going to make it not have happened. So that way you get your original movies, they happen, but now they haven't happened. It's a Star Trek, you know, alright, we're revamping.
Ariel posited this actually on the last podcast that we successfully did.
Right.
Because he's Ariel. But
I don't believe you, it wasn't recorded. No, it's all my idea.
No, it's there.
Damn it.
But it's okay. You both had an excellent idea. You got there independently because you don't remember. I believe you, but you don't remember.
Wait a minute. On the last podcast that we talked about and aired? Mm-hmm. Or the one that
I successfully...
Oh, I thought you were saying that the one that y'all recorded that
was
disappeared
lost
into the
goddamn
ether.
No.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. No. I believe you then. All
no, right. we hit Cap. We hit PAX East. And then we had a surprisingly cogent conversation about culturalism versus nationalism. That I'm really bummed is gone. Only intelligent thing I've ever said on the damn podcast. In between, I like X-Men.
You lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's talk about it now.
It was a magic moment. It's gone. It's gone forever.
Oh, I'm sad. Speaking of gone forever, are we recording?
I think so. All right. It hasn't stopped yet.
This 10-second sound check brought to you by GarageBand.
GarageBand, it kind of works.
Yeah. Every 30 minutes, we're going to stop and go, hey, is it still on? Is this still on? Hi, America. How you doing?
It's not going to get weird at all.
God.
Or upsetting or dumb.
Yeah, so anyway, I do think that the stuff in the future is going to have that same awkward-y type feel to it that number 3 did. I'll call it plastic. For lack of a better term, where it's like you didn't really get much character, you just got some show, you know, like the Beast in the last one. When I say the last one, I mean 3. Not, I count the First Class as something new.
Okay,
so
that's
the last
fair.
In the,
that's interesting.
In 3, Beast was like, oh great, Kelsey Grammer, he's the Beast. Meh, you know, not much there. You know, just what.
Which is really a shame. That guy's a thespian.
Oh shit! I know.
That was a
great cast.
And
really,
I'm like, nah,
didn't do anything with it. Just he's blue. Sorry.
I see what you're saying. It was a spectacle.
Yeah.
It's the Michael Bayization of X-Men.
Yes. And and I'm afraid that there'll be some of that here, but I'm hopeful that what
you want some
saying,
of that.
Exactly. I'm hopeful that maybe that they do that to say how bad it is and then kill it and go, look at all these great actors we have and now we're going to make it all new. And oh, Cyclops wasn't 10 years old at one point and 30 at another and dead at another. So...
I don't think Cyclops is in this.
No, I think, but that's the whole point, is that it's back in the 70s. Well, Cyclops has hopped around in ages in a couple of different, so is the White Queen. You know, they had Cyclops, all right, so in Wolverine Origins.
Which I've seen.
Yeah.
I did finally
see that.
Cyclops
is in school in that one.
You're right, yes.
At like 10 years old, well, the White Queen is a girl at that point, yet she's 20 or 30. You know,
she's January Jones.
Yes.
In
the 60s.
Yeah.
And the other one.
Drucker got her pregnant.
What?
Yeah, he didn't know that?
No.
Oh, Vaughn knocked her up.
No way. Bravo. Yes. You know, after filming that scene, that had to happen. Good job. You know what scene, America.
Cut. We have to take five in January.
Day five.
Let's discuss the scene.
Take 40 minutes. 45. Do we have any liquor? 50. Take 50 minutes.
There you go.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that. Man, we're learning some facts.
Yeah, that's why they were having to, like, they had to, like, put her in a fat suit for Mad Men season 5?
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
You are a monster. That show is so good.
Oh, God, I'm going to say something's going to give me some trouble.
That's all right. Forget it.
Why are they putting a pregnant woman in a fat suit?
Oh, so you wouldn't know she's pregnant. Because they didn't want her pregnant in the show. So they had to explain the weight gain, so they just...
Made her fat?
Yeah.
Like she's...
Yeah.
That's harsh. We don't want her to look pregnant. We better make her fat. That's the idea.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what they did.
Man, they didn't get... Well, it's Mad Men. This is sexist. Yes, it is. It's Mad Men. okay. I'm also excited for Star Wars Episode 7.
Okay, that's good. That's one of the two things. That's the happy one I want to talk about, so we'll start with happy.
Okay, well, I have another one that I thought you were talking about. That's also happy to me.
We have three things. Maybe. Triumvirate.
I don't know what the second one is for you, but...
Oh, God, you're going to know. Anyways, all right, happy thoughts.
So, Star Wars Episode 7.
Which has a working title now? Age of...
The Ancient Fear.
The Ancient Fear.
Age of. Age of Apocalypse, yeah.
The Age of Fear.
No, the Ancient Fear.
That's the
Episode 8 is going to be the Ancient Anger. Episode 9 will be Ancient Hate.
Yeah, okay.
And then Episode 10 will be
Ancient
Suffering.
We can do this
for
7 more colors.
The Ancient Suffering. That'll be Episode 10.
Oh, you're going... I thought you were going...
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Ha-ha! Star Wars!
You ruined it.
Wonky-wonky-zoo. Yeah, so... Look good.
Okay, so...
There have been some...
Now, I know where Donald Sterling is on this, but are you with me? Are you excited that we're getting a Black Jedi?
Is he... Wait a minute. No, that's Lando's son.
Why is he wearing Jedi robes?
I don't... Wait a minute,
I thought the black kid was the Jedi. What? I don't know his name.
Look, no, there haven't, unless there's been an announcement in the last 24 hours that I hadn't heard about, then the only thing anybody really knows is that there's a black guy in it. And that's actually encouraging to me. It really
My
is.
Understanding is he's the Jedi Knight.
No, no.
I thought also that there's several I've places heard, in
I've,
fact.
I've read where he's a main character.
Can we please look him up? I want to stop calling him the black guy.
No, man. That's, look, there is a time-honored tradition, and I'm glad that they are sticking with it, just so you know that they're sticking with everything, because there's always been one black guy in a Star Wars movie. And, you know, somewhere out there, Billy Dee is pissed. This was his shot. And somebody else took over for him.
Well, then Sam Jackson came on.
Right, Sam Jackson. They killed him off, so they got to get a new black guy. Billy Dee is old, but...
Oh, but you know what does bum me out? Is that weird-looking guy from Girls is the bad guy.
Yeah, he's ugly.
Well, yeah,
but... You need an ugly bad guy, you know?
How could that guy possibly be?
But he's not the main bad guy. Max von Sydow's the... I'm not going to say it right. Sydow.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That's what I would assume, right?
But they better film his shit today. They better have already filmed it. Because he was old in The Exorcist.
Well, that was the Twitter meme going around. They're like, I thought that motherfucker was dead.
No lie. He was old in The Exorcist. He was the old priest.
John Boyega.
Okay.
Yes, hang on. I will show you amazing things.
Oh, no, I know. But, yeah, if they got a picture of him in robes, I want to see it. That came out wrong.
Maybe I thought I just dreamed that because I dreamed about Star Wars. Not
no,
all the time.
Now, I have seen one of the most crazy breakdowns of the one picture that has been published of the big circle.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And there are folks that are interpreting where everybody's sitting and what that means in the context of a script reading, that the people you have the most scenes with, you sit them next to each other in a big circle in a script reading. Hence why John Boyega is close to Luke.
The lead in a brand. He's the lead.
But see, that goes against what else? Other things I've heard, that this one's going to be the original, kind of focus on the original characters, and then they'll have the children and the young folks kind of be supplemental in the first one, and then take over in the next one. He was 43 when they filmed The Exorcist.
When he was the old priest?
The old priest? That was 43?
I guess. I don't remember when that movie came out.
I think it was early 70s. I think it was like 73 or 72, something like that.
I don't think it's that old.
Something cool on the internet, and I'm going to go search him.
76, 78.
Cyrus, why don't you keep talking about something cool happening on the internet?
I am excited for the Black Jedi that I can't verify.
The Black Jedi. Yeah, we've never seen one of those before. This is going to be great.
Well, we have seen it before, and it was awesome.
I typed in the and then forgot what I was looking for. Oh, Lord, America. Write into Cyrus at MortaZombie.com. Tell me what the fuck I'm looking for.
This is the one that doesn't delete.
Rewind.
I was just sitting here surfing the net. Badly, I might add.
Yeah, this is what happens when you go over 35.
This we need to have on the internet.
Right, exactly. America, please. Get somebody rewind this and tell me what I was going
to
look
at. Okay, so something I do know and can talk about. Apparently, they're still trying to cast another female that apparently is going to be Han and Leia's kid.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, again, if you look at scrutinize the picture, the big circle, you've got the director, and sitting right next to him is Harrison Ford. On the other side of him is Lawrence Kasdan.
This thing is like the goddamn Last Supper.
It is. It is. And you study that shit. And I'm going to pull up that picture.
Oh, my God. Peter has a knife.
First of all, 1973. The Exorcist came out in 73. That was 41 years ago then. And if he's 85 now, he was 44 when he was the old priest.
That is math you cannot fault.
Holy shit. He looked like he was 70. In Strange Brew, he looked like he was 70. And that came out in like 82, 81, 82.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Well, bullshit. Bullshit. Stop, America. America, write into CyrusAndMortaZombie.com. Tell him he needs to watch Strange Brew. What the fuck?
I don't even know. Tell me about
it. Oh, man. No.
No.
No. No, America didn't want to hear me talk about Strange Brew. Other than the fact that when I was like 8, that shit was hysterical. And then you have good memories of it. I'm sure if you watch it now, it's not as good.
One of those flicks.
It was Rick Moranis and a couple of the guys from that Canadian comedy troupe that so many, John Candy came out of it. All those other guys. These are two of them that came out of it. Rick Moranis, the other guy.
They played. You had Candy and Moranis. I'm already in.
Yeah, well, no, Candy wasn't in. Candy may be in Strange Brew, but it's Moranis and one of the other guys from that comedy troupe.
It's not Kids in the Hall, is it?
No. Because they're way before Kids in the Hall.
That's what I would have figured.
Do you remember American Pie, the dad in American
Eugene
Pie.
Eugene Levy.
He came out of this comedy troupe.
My brain tonight.
He came out of this comedy troupe way back when, and I can't remember the name of it. Okay. You know, I'm just full of pop culture references that I don't know the names of. Like,
there are Jewish people.
Black Jedi. Apparently, the one up there would be funny. But
I kid.
Anyway, so Strange Brew is about two retarded brothers that love hockey, and it's just, that's it. It's like, it is the genetic ancestor of like Wayne and Garth and Wayne's World. Like
the missing link, if you will.
Yeah, go back to 15 years.
Mitochondrial Eve.
Yeah, yes, that's it. Where the precursors for Beavis and Butthead and so on and so forth. So
this was the original two guys on the couch thing.
Kinda.
Okay. Two dumb guys in the couch.
Two idiots, yes. And
they
were characters on the... Yes. Yeah. No shit. Yeah. They hit upon something. Yeah. And started with Strange Brew. May not. Actually, probably started with Shakespeare. With the
actually,
two
I want to go...
In the
how about the Muppets? I mean, they're not on a couch, but they're in the balcony. So, okay, what else have you heard?
Let's see. First,
no,
I've got to pull up the shit. I got to pull up the picture and look at it and stare at it and imagine what awesomeness will come. Star Wars:
The Ancient Fear. That's a good title.
Oh, it's a great title.
I don't know if I'll stick with it, but that is right. It is a perfectly good working title.
Hey, I'll take it. I do not want to know about Star Wars amputees. I can tell you that one right now.
Is that a thing?
Damn it, that's at the top. That's at the top of the thing. You Google Star Wars and start talking about amputees.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's good.
That's not cool.
Oh, what are you kidding? That's great. That's great. I didn't want to look at the movie. So, I've got the picture. Okay, I've hunted down the picture. Right here where I said so. That's where you can cut back.
Okay.
I said, okay, something interesting may happen.
Actually, I'll write the time.
That's right. It was where that big beat was right there. Good job. No pen. When you get that pen in that paper, while you hunt around looking for it, you should also write down that you need to watch Strange Brew and Attack the Block. And we're going to add a few more to that list, I'm sure, before the night's over.
Okay.
So, anyways, we got J.J. Abrams sitting there in the chair. We got R2-D2 in the box behind him.
Okay.
Nobody puts R2-D2 in the corner. Harrison Ford sitting next to him. And then the girl sitting, the young lady sitting next to Harrison Ford. I do not
know what a girl is.
Yeah. Well, I was like, wait a minute, she's probably like
I've operated one once or twice.
Sitting between Leah and Han is this girl. So she's probably their kid. If you're following the whole logic of they sit next to the most scenes you have together, you sit next to them. That kind of thing.
Okay.
So she's
is that a thing or did just people really want...
That's a real thing. But whether or not it's applicable here or not, or the,
sure.
But everybody has scripts in their laps.
Yeah.
The funniest part about this picture is that the only person that's seen reading the script in this photo, the only photo that's been released, is Chewbacca. Peter Mayhew is studying the script.
He's asleep. With his eyes
open. No, he's studying it. And then you got the two producers.
Yeah.
And then you've got the oldest Weasley brother. I don't know if you knew this, the oldest Weasley brother, he's going to, my bet would be like Luke Skywalker's son, but he may be a Jedi.
Interesting.
He's sitting over there, and it's him, then 3PO, then Luke, then Andy.
Is that Llewellyn, what's his name?
Who?
Llewellyn, what's his name? Is that who that is?
I think so.
Okay.
Sounds right.
That sounds like an English dude, so.
Yeah. You got Luke, then you, then the photo cuts out, I have no idea who the hell's sitting there. Or either hates the internet. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, I'm finding lots of good photos. Ah, there we go. There's a better one. Still can't find out who. But that's Luke, and then Andy Serkis. Then I don't know who. I just don't recognize him. And then
God only knows what Serkis might play.
No, isn't that fun? He could be human.
No, absolutely not.
He's been a good human, though.
Too good at being a creature.
Yeah, he'll probably be...
He's fantastic. He's a Yoda, Rise of the Planet of Apes.
Yoda's son. Something like that.
Yoda got someone pregnant?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Why not? You're going to hear first,
but
America.
It's forbidden by the Jedi Code, or whatever that shit is.
Yeah, it says how great that worked out.
Yeah,
And
because
then,
they all did.
Yeah, then Boyega, and then the ugly guy, and then back to Lawrence Kasdan and the director.
Yeah,
and so there's your circle of life. Doesn't have Max von Sydow in it
because he was in the regeneration chamber.
Right, exactly. He can only come out of the hyperbaric chamber.
He's the Vader actor.
Yes,
they freeze him.
He's Vader. He's Vader. He's the Vader actor. Got him in his own oxygen suit. Come out and play an evil guy. He's great. He's perfect.
In that article that I can't find because it's been lost yet.
This other thing we don't know about, we can't find.
My
that
understanding
was, good.
Was the ugly guy from Girls is apparently like going to be like a Vader type villain,
uh-huh.
Which I find incredibly difficult to believe.
I don't know.
I mean, that guy, really?
He's ugly as sin, so you hope they put a mask on him. Yep.
I hope they don't.
yeah, you know.
But it'd be an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. But so, I was excited for them to like, finally start fucking talking about it a little bit. It's like, you know, December 2015 ain't that far
they're
away.
They're filming soon, if not now.
Actually, my understanding was they started before they released that.
No, I've seen a picture of Harrison Ford, but I didn't believe it.
Harrison Ford does not exist. I do not believe in him. Okay.
So there's that. The Apes looks good. Maleficent looks great.
Yeah. We didn't talk about that one. I didn't realize that was that soon. I'm stoked for that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Lots of good X-Men stuff.
I wouldn't mind. It's been a while since Disney has crushed a live-action flick.
Yeah, like Mary Poppins.
I enjoyed the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's too long. I liked all of them. I liked the last one. I didn't like the last one.
The problem is they made four, but they shot about 12.
Oh, shit.
So, that was the damn problem.
Oh. Yeah. Did you hear that the guy that murdered the old woman over in East Texas has been released? And he's going to live with Richard Linklater?
What? I have no context for any of this.
Really? Bernie. The movie Bernie. Did you ever see Bernie?
No.
Write it down, motherfucker. Bernie. You need to watch it. Because the great part about that is it's set in, like, East Texas. I think it's in Carthage, but I may be wrong.
But is it Carthage, Texas?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, Lord. God, we played them in high school football. And they broke us in so many ways. I think there were two broken collarbones in that game. You didn't know? Oh, man. Let me tell you.
I didn't realize there was a Punic settlement in fucking Texas. Shit. No.
Yeah, man. You line up, you look down, you look back up, there's a bearded man standing across from the football. In the football team.
Did you salt the field?
What?
Did you salt the field after you won? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that Wobby's not here. Wobby would have loved that.
Really? I can't believe he doesn't know.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, in this town, there was a closet homosexual that volunteered a lot taking care of people. He's really nice. And I think he's homosexual. I can't remember. Doesn't really matter. He taking care of an old lady who was a bitch to everyone in the town, except for him. Apparently she was even a bitch to him, but he was just so nice that he helped her anyway.
Isn't this the plot of Psycho?
Well, pretty much, because eventually he pops.
I think I've seen this movie before.
Eventually he just pops and kills her and stuffs her in the fridge in the garage and then keeps on going with her money. She's like a millionaire or something. And,
you know, I have seen this movie.
Yeah,
it's called Psycho.
No, there's a...
They have a hotel. It's not in Carthage, Texas, so though.
This movie is set there. It's got El Nacho Libre. What's that actor's name?
Jack Black?
Yes, Jack Black plays Bernie. And he got some kind of like Oscar nod or something like that. It was really good, I think. He got some nod. It may not have been Oscar.
You got one of those suck nods.
did pretty good.
Hey, you were killing
people just give him that little chin.
Heard you were in a movie. We're
did you produce Entourage? Yeah, good job. Yeah, that'll be a thing.
Well,
you know?
I'm just enjoying this episode. No one else is.
I don't care. Get a nod. You know, for those movies that don't get the Razzies and don't get the Oscars, and you're kind of in the middle.
Emily, man.
You're in a movie.
Yeah, go ahead and nod.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, he played Bernie. But the great part is they only had about four hired actors for the thing, maybe five. All the rest of the characters in the movie are the real people from the town.
So this was a high budget project.
I think
$7,000.
Linklater did it, I think. And they have these interviews with the townspeople, and it is home. It is exactly what everybody was like where I was growing up. You can watch it. Oh, you can watch it, and it's hysterical, man. You'll be in tears. It's hysterical. And anyway, in real life, he murdered the old lady.
Yeah.
And they're letting him out now. And he's going to live with Richard Linklater. Which, you know, of course, Hollywood. Going to give him a nod. Yeah.
This could only go well.
Right.
Any more Star Wars news for me?
I'm
about to bring you down.
Oh, no.
About to go down the dark hole.
Hang on. Okay, I'm ready.
you got your sad face on?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, since it's just the two of us on this session, episode, chapter, of our lives. But we should probably spend all the time talking about the state of our football teams.
I was tickled.
By
the draft. You're talking about the draft, right?
Well, I was
coming to that. Is that what you mean by the state? Well, that's what's going on.
Well, I was also going to throw the University of Texas in there, our alma mater.
Oh, you're talking about UT.
I went and saw Orange and White. We can do both, and we should do both.
Oh, see, I went Cowboys as with the draft going on. Hell, it's going on right this second.
We are recording during the third round, I think.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, so I thought that's totally where you're going. I couldn't believe why you're sad. I was like, are you somebody that wanted Johnny Manziel?
We'll come to that.
Okay.
But I went to saw Orange and White.
Okay.
The beginning of the Charlie Strong era, as it were.
Do tell.
We do not have a quarterback.
Oh.
Third
verse.
I have here in my
first.
Hand, which the listeners will have to imagine, a orange list of
just
players.
Shake it.
There are four. You'll notice all listed as quarterbacks. Those are all errors.
What?
So there's four quarterbacks on that roster.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Ash has got something wrong with him still. I don't know what. But I'm getting the he may never play for us vibe for again.
Oh, good.
Swoops is probably going to be the default starter.
Yeah, but he's a freshman, right? A redshirt freshman?
Something like that.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, we're going to suck for a while.
Yeah.
Until they have, like...
There's a real lack of talent.
A standout class of offensive linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why A&M's done so well for the last 4 years, 3 years...
Two. They had 2 years of Manziel.
No, it wasn't just Manziel. Their offensive line was amazing.
That's true.
Great offensive line.
That's true. They sent Joe Bowling, like, what? They sent two guys in the top two.
Yeah, in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And
Evans
all of those
also.
Guys came in as, like, hugely rated high school players.
Yeah.
And then they kicked ass. And, of course, Manziel was great.
Yeah.
But, you know, was it because...
Manziel's good.
He's
okay,
good.
That guy's fun
when
to watch.
When you've got an offensive line like that,
sure.
There's a lot of fun to have.
Our badass line made Colt look real good.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I totally understand what you're speaking of.
Yeah, so we need to... The sad part is that the same thing is true for the Cowboys. It's true for the Longhorns. It's been true for the last...
Well, no,
six
I have...
years.
And this
there's
is
other
my,
parts,
this is what I, I'm going to admit
line.
To you, the listeners and God right now. I think I'm done with the Dallas Cowboys until such time as Jerry Jones hires a GM or dies.
Well, that's all right.
Because I can't take it anymore. They broke me when they hired, and keep in mind, I've been watching football pretty regularly and almost religiously for about a quarter of a century now. Never in all my years have I seen a team employ two offensive coordinators. That is the plan in Dallas this year, though. And
yeah.
To sweeten the pot a little bit more, the suck pie, if you will, these guys can't stand each other.
Yeah, it's great.
So,
neither one of them get to do anything
anyway.
It's Jerry.
It really is. It's so funny. And by funny, I mean tragic. He keeps saying he's 100% behind Garrett and won't let him go or any stuff. But indeed, he clearly doesn't trust Garrett at all. And I'm not sure that he should. I think Jason Garrett's a fraud.
I don't think Garrett... No, I think Jason Garrett does exactly what Jason Garrett's supposed to do in that organization.
So you think it's all on Jerry?
Yes.
Okay.
He
definitely plays him well. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that speaks to him being shitty, though.
I think Jerry Jones' son is the one that's kind of... Anything good that happens, Jerry Jones' son is doing.
Steven. Mm-hmm. I think he might be right there, too, as well. Steven is, I think, the lone voice of Sam.
I feel like that somewhere in that room, there was a gun being held on Jerry Jones, and Steven was holding it.
When 16 came? Well, you know,
came.
It's funny. We hit, I think it was when it came to pick 11, I did the math, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to be a Cowboy. But I'm looking at teams like, these guys don't need quarterbacks. I could sense Jerry Jones just pop an erection. I was like, oh God, no! And then they passed on him.
Well, I had the feeling that...
For an offensive
line. I was scared to death he would be, but... To do so would be for Jerry to admit that Jerry was wrong about Romo. Jerry ain't going to admit that Jerry was wrong about Romo. He's going to hang on to Romo forever, as long as he can.
Well, with the
just
contract.
Just gave him a huge raise.
Well,
Steven
did that. Be fair, Steven banged that out. Made that happen. So if you're going to give him credit, you got to, as the voice of reason, you got to go with the bad and the good.
Well,
I'm an avowed Romo sexual. I think he's a good quarterback.
I know. We can't talk about that.
No, we can't.
It'll get too personal on the podcast.
That's fine. Well, I would kind of like to hear a selling argument why he's terrible. I haven't heard it yet.
I can't do it.
Okay. But then they went and they took an offensive lineman. I was like, oh, there's Garrett. Mm-hmm. We just, as long as we score 100 points, we'll be fine.
Hey,
but
we need an offensive lineman desperately. Doug Free's got to die. Doug Free needs to follow. And then there's another one. I can't remember his name.
But
we gotta have Smith and Frederick
are good.
Mm-hmm. You got Tyron. You're gonna have this kid. And it gives me some hope.
We have no defense though. We're the Alice Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we statistically were the second or worst off defense rather of all time last year.
Unbelievable.
It just couldn't get anyone off the field.
Yep. And
I know to be fair to Dallas, they've had a
lot of field all the time too. Offense would get the ball, it'd be three and out.
Yeah, I feel like that's a scheme problem. I think they have enough talent to move the ball and score. I just think Garrett just doesn't know how to run an offense. That's why every year he pushes for a new running back.
I always felt like that.
And he's always wrong about
scrambling for his life because the offensive line was porous. Not behind Tyron. Well, if he stayed behind Tyron, he'd be all right.
But they get down because they don't. They don't score on the first two possessions because Garrett's there trying to establish the run, whatever the hell that means in today's game.
Yeah,
and the defense doesn't stop anybody.
Yeah,
and now there's 21-0, and it's just free range of Tony.
I just feel like.
I mean, that's just kind of the script. And then to Romo's credit, I would argue, maybe he'll disagree, he against the worst teams anyway, he drags them back into it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Dallas is not a 500 club.
No.
That's a 4 or 5 win team. I just think they have an unusually good quarterback that's keeping them looking better than they actually are. Mm. But, I don't know.
I hate Tony Romo.
I
lived through the Steve Palour era.
That's when I came in.
I know. I never saw anybody get cornholed quite as bad as Steve Palour with Lawrence Taylor absolutely devastated.
There was a game against the Bears where two of the linebackers they made him like the meat bat sandwich. Yeah,
that was a bad memory. I remember that. That sent me back.
Yeah. Remember the gash in the jaw? It was not pretty.
Oh, man.
That shit ended up working.
The hogaboom. Oh, man. Those were dark times. Even then, I wasn't near as responsive.
When they had hogaboom, they were still competitive.
Competitive, but, I mean, they weren't like, getting in the playoffs and doing anything useful. It wasn't, not at all. I mean, they were just sinking. That was a sinking ship. You know, they were about like what they are now. Yeah, you know.
Kind of just... It's too much before my time drilling to give you a real thorough assessment.
Oh, well, they got real dark.
But I know they were making playoffs well into the mid-80s. Just everyone was talking about them.
Well, that
like
was
they were
White.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Danny White. Hogaboom was after that.
Hogaboom predates White. No, here we go. Hogaboom was drafted by the Cowboys in 80, and by 1982 had surpassed Glenn Carano for the number 2 quarterback spot behind Danny White.
Right. Okay. And at some point, White retired because he got tired of punting. he was punting and quarterback. And then I want to say either Palour took over for White or
for Palour. There was something in White's wrist that broke.
It was an injury.
And that was actually the beginning of the end for
Landry.
Yeah, because they had to go to Palour, who wasn't fit to hold.
15. But did Hogaboom start before Palour? Did Palour start before Hogaboom? That's what I can't remember.
Well, Palour is late 80s.
But I thought Hogaboom overlapped.
You'll be shocked to know that you actually can't find him anywhere on the internet.
Because Lawrence Taylor got online and deleted every reference to him. With one tackle.
Oh, Palour was an 84 draft pick.
Yeah.
Boy, Landry just could not draft enough quarterbacks.
Dude, I'm telling you. White was great during the early, 80 to 83 or 84. 85, 86, 87, 88 were the window of
84 White 88 out. Was for Palour's time in Dallas.
Okay. And then Hogaboom started either at the same time or a little after.
Here we go. This from via Wikipedia under Gary Hogaboom. Prior to the 83 season, the Cowboy players and fans began to lobby for Hogaboom to be the starting quarterback. Danny White had led the team to three straight NFC title games after taking over for Staubach, but couldn't get over the hump to a Super Bowl. However, here we go. Yeah. So in 84, in the next game against the Giants, Lawrence Taylor sacked Hogaboom four times and the Cowboys lost 28-7. Despite the Cowboys' form and records at the time, Leonard went back to the more experienced wide, and Hogaboom never started another game with the Cowboys that year. Interesting.
Does it mention Lawrence Taylor then feasting upon Ballure's soul? I knew he destroyed Hogaboom.
That guy was a destroyer of worlds, though.
Oh,
man.
Oh, the Cowboys were just in a bad place at that time. And they came really along weren't. And
it was just the NFC East was fucking stacked.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, no, they okay.
You know?
I can remember clearly enough. I know what you're saying. But I was saying the Cowboys being in a bad place for where it's like Staubach and Drew Pearson are no longer around. What do we do now? And it was like 8 years of that. Just, well, we had the greatest quarterback in the world, and now he's gone. Yeah, you know, and that's what it felt like in that 80s time frame.
Well, and, you know, we went through that again in the 2000s until we found Romo.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to replace Aikman.
Right. And the problem is
remember the one drive that Ryan Leaf started?
Yeah.
Inexplicably?
Mm-hmm. Quincy Carter and Bernie Kosar. Oh, God. You know, but Bledsoe's you say corpse. Until Romo. I'm like, dude, we haven't won one playoff game with Romo either. I'm saying we're still in there. What, one or two?
One.
We've won one. That's what I'm saying. We've not won more than one playoff game. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. But anyway, it's not until we're still there. We're not even getting to the NFC title games. So, I mean, we're not even getting as far as what the bad times were with Danny White when they were ranging back then. Yeah. Get rid of him!
Well, that's what I was kind of speaking to. I just had my ears off a little bit. Back then, Dallas was still a contender. They just... The bar had been set so goddamn high.
Yeah, like, it was.
NFC title game, and we haven't won three times in a row. What the fuck, White? Yeah. Get the shower.
Yeah, we were living the dream because we had Roger Staubach before that. And then Danny Don before that, you know?
Yeah,
fuck this shit. We're not winning Super Bowls.
What a goddamn spoiled fan base.
Well, yeah, but I mean, now it's like, now we punish that fan base because they haven't been to a playoff in a generation. Or no, I'm sorry, they haven't won a playoff.
Dave Campo and Wade Phillips will do that.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, I'm just.
It hurts so bad.
God,
how is Jim Caldwell coaching an NFL team again?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck me.
This is great.
Speaking of punished fan bases, so after Manziel somehow gets past Dallas despite all odds.
That's kind of a running theme with this podcast, is punished fan bases.
Well, it has been for the last
Marvel's
minutes.
Overcharging for a $35 soft bag.
It's the punished war journal.
Yes.
But,
okay, go ahead.
So I was tweeting about it, right, because when Manziel, Cleveland comes back up to get him, and, you know, I'm like
a whale.
Oh, it's not even a whale. It's like smudge.
Yeah.
Or like that oil slick that came out of the fucking Gulf a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, well, okay. Manziel maybe has a chance if he's on the right team. This ain't the right team. So I'm tweeting, and Manziel's team career is over before it begins. And then I hashtag NFL draft, and then I start to hashtag the meme God hates Cleveland. I get to the A in hates. Twitter auto completes it. I was like, oh no.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's
how deep it runs.
Good job, Siri. that's incredible.
I didn't think it was like that well known of a theme, but evidently, or meme,
holy
or whatever.
Shit.
But,
God
yeah.
hates Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's
that's like, well, all right.
Well, anytime there's a draft, that's usually. You
Speaking
know.
Of, Josh Gordon banned for a year today.
What?
Josh Gordon was banned for a year.
Why?
Because he plays for Cleveland. He was token.
And they banned him for a year?
That's Goodell. Goodell likes to do shit like that to make himself look powerful. I don't think it's official, but I think that's what's suspected.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So America, I'm looking for a new team. I'm leaning towards the Saints, except I hate New Orleans.
Oh god!
Single tear running down New Orleans listeners.
Look, if you go to the Cowboys Stadium when the Saints are playing the Cowboys, it's a hometown crowd for the Saints.
You get that for a lot of teams, actually.
Oh my god!
Dallas nuts. Fans are really quiet.
Oh,
that's annoying.
Crazy.
Have you been to the new stadium yet?
Nope, I haven't.
It's amazing. I've driven, but don't go.
I drive around it.
Don't give that fucker money. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to die.
Took an offensive tackle.
I told my father, who's in ill health and old, I said, you know, a lot of people have to have goals. You have to set something for yourself.
I know where you're doctors, going.
Doctors talk about this. You know, set goals to achieve. And I said, you know, you're too pragmatic. You don't fall for that shit. But I think I've got a goal that's so good for you that you'll have to go for it. And that would be to outlast Jerry Jones. To live for the day that Jerry Jones dies. So you can see that the Cowboys and feel that hope again.
Yeah.
I really, you know, if I really prepared for this podcast, I'd just start like Martin Luther King Jr. ranting about, yeah, you know, keep hope alive.
It's a bummer, though.
Death to Jerry Jones.
He's become that old crazy owner now.
Yep. Well, somebody had to take the reins for
Al.
Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to imagine like a Highlander style quickening. That's all we know in my head anyway.
God, I'm gonna inhale a granola bar. He's sitting there, all of a sudden lightning hits his body.
Yeah.
Al Green's died.
And now that Sterling is out, he's gonna get another one.
The quickening.
There can be only one.
Oh, where did that come from?
Oh, that's me trying to do Jerry Jones.
Okay. Oh, there's Transmit.
Oh, yes.
There's a Transmit omnibus coming out, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to buy the shit out of that book.
Well, you made that happen.
I did? What'd I do?
You bought those paperbacks against your own will. You
were, yes, like, a second, I, that's right. Shit, it's gonna, I happen, forced it to happen. I, yes, the fates. I knew it. Son of a bitch. I didn't even want to buy them. I bought them. Now, damn it. You're right. I completely forgot.
I'm sorry I made you angry.
Son of a bitch. That's all right. It's usually when good things happen on the podcast when I'm pissed off. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yep, that's great. They're coming out. I'm excited for it. Been a long time since I've had a comic I wanted to buy. I'm angry about comics. I think we started there. Come full circle.
Yeah.
They're not good. There's not very many good ones out there. You reading Black Widow?
I'm not.
That's good.
Okay. Who's writing it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Fantastic.
I rarely ever look at who's doing anything unless it's just like...
You should, though, man. That's how you find the good shit.
I know, but, you know, then you got to try and hunt them down when they disappear from whatever you
are. Didn't learn from the Greg Land experience of 05? When you were describing, like, all your favorite artists, I was like, yeah, that's Greg Land still.
No, no. I'm too damn busy. I am way too damn busy to...
The guy who drew that. Yeah, that's Greg Land. And how about the guy who did... Yeah,
Ultimate Fantastic Four?
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's Greg Land. How about X-Men? That's Greg Land.
Yeah, they all look like Cover Girl models, yeah.
It's because they are.
Right.
Except for Namor. But.
Right. But, yeah, there's just not a lot of good ones. Did you hear about Amazing Spider-Man? It, like, broke
the sales
records have come out. And it's heading towards, like, it's over 500,000, make it to a million. It's, like, the second comic that's done that in 15 years. So, do you know what they've been doing with Spider-Man about how they... Parker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we talked about it on one of the early episodes.
Yeah.
Of Full
so Sun that's in now, and they have brought back Peter Parker.
Yeah, I was just listening. I was actually just listening to the War Balloon podcast, one of many podcasts better than our own, I might add. They were interviewing Dan Slott. They're gearing up for Spider-Verse crossover this fall.
What's that?
Apparently going to be every Spider-Man coming together to kick some ass.
But there's only been two.
Oh, no.
The clone.
Jessica Drews. Miles Morales.
Oh, well, you said Spider-Man. I wasn't thinking of the girls. So.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2099? Or...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
Peter Parker, the spectacular Spider-Ham, is apparently going to be in it also.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
I wonder how they're going to pull that off.
Don't know.
Because the whole theme on the...
500,000, huh? Remind me, how much... The best-selling one still from America is X-Men Volume 2, Number 1. Still, how many issues did that ship?
I have no idea. I think... I don't remember.
It was like a million, right?
I don't remember. Internet!
I know All-Star Goddamn Batman did really well.
No.
But that was like a quarter of a million, I thought.
Not even close.
7.1 million.
Jesus. That's a lot.
Wait, hang on a second. Is that? Here we go. 7 million dollars according to Bleeding Cool. Hang on.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man number 1 was the best-selling comic book in terms of both units and dollars in over a decade. More importantly, the market turned positive for this year. Racing a slow start, they sold 48.2... I don't even know. So, the issue outsold 2009's Amazing Spider-Man 583, the Barack Obama one.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. I forgot about that.
That one sold 530,000 copies, about.
500,000?
530,000.
Okay, yeah. God, and the prints are so small.
If you don't count Pokemon, then the last million seller in the comic shop market alone was Batman number 500 in 1993.
500,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pokemon?
Yeah, let's see.
Holy shit. No idea it was that big.
The next earlier top-selling single issues in the comics market overall will be the 1999 issues of Pokemon Pikachu Shocks Back. God damn it. I just said that out loud.
I'm so glad you did. It was 12 minutes to get that stop, but it was totally worth it. I do remember something I want to ask you. So, now that it's been revealed that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was tanking its first season in order to tie into the Captain America film?
What?
Like,
I haven't watched it.
It was because it's bad.
Yeah, but apparently, you're saying they were doing it bad on purpose?
Well, basically, they were trying to keep it under tight, under wraps, that, you know, that we tied into the Captain America storyline. So apparently, like, there was, like, an episode or two that ties directly into Winter Soldier.
I've heard that's good.
Yeah, but it's like, what's your excuse for, like, the first 18 episodes being out of trash?
Yeah, I know.
Right? So
my wife and I can't get my wife to watch it, even though we don't have
it looks bad. I mean, I haven't seen it.
We watched the first 5 episodes or so. And it was just like,
The best thing I've heard, honestly, is... yeah, that's... I just wasn't excited. It looked really bad in the commercials and... What I keep hearing is, like, yeah, like, just, like, read synopsis on Wikipedia of the first 18 episodes and then watch those two.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, that's depressing.
Oh, don't do that with you. Are you watching Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. Come on, son.
I don't know. I can never remember.
Not only do I go, let me plug. I don't know what that word means.
Words.
I'm struggling tonight, man. I don't know why. Just in all facets of podcasting.
In all the ass beaks.
But I'm... Oh, yes, exactly. Ass beaks. I'm talking out of my ass beak tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to plug, if I can ever get that word out, local eatery The Good Night here in Austin does a Game of Thrones watching party. It is badass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Food's great, too. It's a good time.
Like mead and... Big turkey legs or what?
Oh, it's not like that.
Oh.
But it's not themed, but the food's really good there.
Oh, okay. This is good food and watching. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's super into it. Like,
I bet.
Sporting events aren't even like that. Everyone shuts the fuck up and watches the show. You'll hear a little bit of whispering from amongst the tables, and that's from the people who have read the books.
Right.
Catching up to people that haven't read the books. And like, what? Who? Why is that person fucking that person? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, this person's fucking that person because da-da-da-da. Or he's killing him because he killed this guy.
Oh, yeah, that show's awesome.
Or, oh my god, this wasn't in the book!
Mm-hmm, that was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
God, man. Littlefinger, he's really a... that woman's ugly.
You have run the novels, huh? You have, you not?
Yeah, but my memory is not what it used to be.
Well, you know what's looking, so you don't know what's coming.
All
right.
Probably not. I read them all. I've read every single one, but I've just started them over again. Because I know now that I've lost a lot of memory of what the hell happened. So.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to lap Martin. That's pretty much the consensus.
Yeah, and they're adding
And that's stuff. Probably okay, because he's an asshat. this actually came up in the podcast that never was as well. But there's... apparently the plan is to make season 5 books 4 and 5. Like, they feel like there's enough filler that they can remove from 4 and 5 that it's 1 year's worth of stories. And
really?
I'm not sure they're wrong.
Really?
There's a lot that can come out of 4 and 5. And there's a lot that there's a lot they're moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Brienne and Podrick, that's Feast for Crows.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that already here in season 4.
Right, right.
And we're going to see more of Theon.
We only have a few
five.
More episodes, though, don't we?
We got half a year, my man.
I thought they only did 10 episodes.
They did. I think we're on 5.
Are we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, four or 5, yeah.
It's Wabi. Is Wabi listening to these? Wabi, are you listening to these?
He can't actually respond to you from the future.
He'll send me a text saying, yes, I am listening to these. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Well, we need to get him back, and we will get him back soon. He's our literary guy. He's our prose reader, and like we are definitely missing something when he's not here to plug books that we're not reading.
Yeah.
Because we're man children. But
I saw Wicked. I think I talked about that.
You did?
Yeah, I
already did. Did you see it again?
No, I wish. That was good stuff. That was really good. Books. Wool was really good. My wife's...
Just listen to an interview with him. Actually, since we don't have Wabi, let me direct the listeners to the Sword and Laser podcast, turned on to me by our mutual friend Drew Marshall, which is a wonderful podcast of things that I will never have time to read. But it's fantastic.
Drew listening to these?
I have not. I don't know.
Holy shit. Drew, what's up, man? We got to get you on one of these podcasts, motherfucker.
He can't talk to you.
Yes, he can. This is Drew. You don't know Drew. Shit. You do know Drew. Drew been with me through thick and thin. I think every friend I've ever had. Drew's been there.
It's a great podcast. Like, Tom is... I forget their last names, but it's Tom and Veronica. Tom is, like, super witty and quick with his jokes. She gets half drunk. So between the two of them, it's a good time.
Oh, man, that's a great idea.
Yeah, Sword and Laser comes from... It's genre fiction. They go back... They do a sci-fi book, and then they do a fantasy book. But sci-fi fantasy.
And they the same podcast, or they do one than the other than one... Oh.
No, I think they focus a month's worth of podcasts on one novel.
Holy
and then
shit.
It goes back and forth between a sword pick, a fantasy pick, or a laser pick, a science fiction novel.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing a pretty good job because a lot of the stuff Wabi has recommended has found its way onto their podcast as well. It's an excellent podcast. I highly recommend it.
I had no idea.
So, yeah.
I had no idea.
And also a little bit sad because I'm like, I'm just not going to have time to read most of this stuff. But what you going to do?
I went on a solo marimba the other day.
I saw you made a tweet.
Mm-hmm. I found nothing else so sad.
Oh.
I was looking for anything. I'm still actively searching for the third hardback of Ex Machina, and I can't find it.
Did it ever come out?
Yeah. I think there are 5 total. I got the second one.
Oh, I thought you were saying the print run was 5. I've been so obsessed with print runs right now. There were 5 total. Look, give it to mortal men, doomed to die. I'm an omnibo wraith.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, that's all I buy anymore. I can't bring myself to spend that kind of money on Marvel's books. They're just so expensive.
Kindle, baby. For the win. They're so cheap and so wonderfully...
Did you hear about Comixology?
I did. Bought by Amazon.
Fucker. You know what happened?
You don't know what they did.
Oh, last summer. You don't know what they did.
That's what horrible. Did they do?
The sons of bitches came out with a new app. Closed down the old one.
Ah.
New app. The old app, it's like you just start it up. Say, hey, here's Wednesday. Here they are. Here's everything. Click buy. Boom. They got rid of it. Now you have to go online, go to their website, buy it, load it up on the cloud, then get over here to your iDevice or whatever, and load it from there. You can't buy within the app anymore. You gotta like jump through a bunch of hoops to get it where it's on your iPad, which sucks a mean one. I mean, that's just horrible.
Don't you want it in the cloud in case...
It was in the cloud already before.
Okay.
They just took away your capability of buying it in the app. Purely because Apple
I think I have heard about this, but my understanding was they were working on Apple fucking them.
So Apple fucks them because...
because they can.
Because they basically take like a 30% cut.
That's correct. 30 like cents, I think, out of every buck.
So Apple's screwing it up. But I think they did it with Google, too. I don't think Google takes a cut. I've never heard of Google taking a cut. Maybe they do. But
I don't know what Google would be selling to take a cut.
I know. So, why would you take away the capability? But they took away the capability of buying it in the app. It just drives me nuts. That was awesome. I mean, that was every Wednesday.
I wasn't using them anyway. I just buy the trades by Amazon. So
it's so expensive.
It's really not.
I'll plug a website, cheapasstrades.com.
I've heard of them.
You will stop buying trades from Amazon unless you've got some rebates.
I buy the ebooks, man. I don't buy actual trades anymore.
Oh, really?
That shit's got to go somewhere if I do that.
Oh, yeah. But
with very few exceptions. Sometimes the art is so gorgeous I want it on
the shelf. It's got to reach the I want it on my shelf phase.
There you go. X-Men, which I've gotten more discerning about.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Well, I have them all. I think I've got most, except for Transmet.
And there
I'm not
coming.
Sure. You know, well, and I'm rounding out the Omnibus.
Actually, that's something I wanted to tell you. This is along the lines of that thing from earlier that I went, in the middle of your story, completely inappropriately. Have you seen the Walter Simonson collection from IDW?
Thor?
Yeah.
No.
You know that they've got those big copy styles? No, it's not new. It's a collection of the old artboards.
Yeah, it's the big.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know they were doing that.
It's fucking sweet.
Really?
Yes. Those are the ones I want. But, I mean, they're $200 an issue. And now they should be, but...
An issue? Wait a minute. They're
a book. You're right. I just...
But $200? That's so damn big, I would do it.
Oh, that's why. That's the awesome part is they're...
Oh,
they're,
no, I understand. It's great that they're huge.
It's like an unlimited manuscript.
It should be big. It should be enormous. Yeah. The problem is they're huge and enormous. Storing it is an issue.
Yeah.
You can't get a bookshelf.
Just buy a
like
pedestal.
That.
You have a house.
So here's a big question for me.
Okay.
Am I going to camp out for Star Wars Episode 7?
Back to the beginning.
Enormous dorks that did it for the first three. But physically, I don't know that if I actually can pull that off anymore. But at the same time, I don't know that, like, in my head, that I would be able to survive a night knowing that it's out there being watched and I'm not there watching it. It's like, no, I can't do it. I need to find a way that I can just spend enough money. I'd say, look, I don't have to camp out. Here's $1,000. Let me watch this movie.
That's a thing. I'm sure that's a thing.
I hope it's a thing. I call up Alamo and say, hey, look, I'll give you $1,000 if you don't make me camp. I wonder if you could pull that off. I wonder if you could really do that.
Well, I bet you could probably just go like the next morning.
No, I wouldn't be able to stand it. That's going to be it. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I think there's some part of me that's just holding on to my youth that goes, you're old if you're not doing it. At the same time, my body's going, you're old, don't do it. Oh, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I feel that. I don't know what my version of that is, so to speak. But, yeah.
And Pax Antonio.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this on a podcast? We
may have. Not successfully.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's coming. I'm finally going to get to go to one.
Yeah.
I've gotten the proper signature.
Mike Rahulik is going to punch you in the mouth.
Who?
Mike Rahulik is going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh, you're going to keep me away from him.
Yeah,
I'm not going to look at... I don't like their site anymore.
You guys need to be... You guys need to not meet, I think,
ever. I'm not going to meet that guy. No, he's fucked up my favorite comic. That's how I introduce it. You fucked up my favorite comic. That's the most passive insult. You make my favorite comic, but you have fucked it up. The noses are just completely turned inside out at this point. It's horrible. It's just a train wreck going on down there. And it breaks my heart. But everything else they do, I love. I listen to their podcasts all day.
You don't like the new site?
Oh, God, no. I don't like navigating the new site. It's great on an iDevice or a tablet. Mm-hmm. It's good there, but, oh, my God, it sucks navigating it. I don't know. Again, I have a kind of weird setup where I'm running my computer through my TV. And you end up having, like, the comics here. The banners take up the, top two-third, and the bottom part takes up, like, one-sixth. And so you get the comics squished in. And I don't know if that's the resolution of my TV or if, Google Chrome doesn't like it. But my God, it's Google Chrome. They got to have it working with that. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Their site is just a maelstrom.
I've been pretty happy with it, but
yeah.
Pack South I'm looking forward to. I've actually worked at that convention center. We'll be working at it again this July for San Japan 7. It's a good site. San Antonio is a really good choice. It's a little outside the box, which I like about it. I was terrified that if PAX South was going to happen, it was going to be New Orleans.
Oh.
And that city is so overrated, in my opinion. I think that's the second time I've mentioned this on this episode, but... Yeah, but the Riverwalk is well-suited to tourism. It's right there that we need to get to. They were smart enough to put it in the winter, take advantage of the fact that it's cool, or it's warmer, excuse me.
It's going to be slammed, though. Boy, is it going to be busy.
PAX is busy. I hope you like lines.
Oh, that's just it. I don't know if physically I can do it.
You just do what Ariel did. You build a chair.
Yeah, I could.
Commission him.
Look at me in this chair. I'm just, like that, yeah. And I got to roll and...
Yeah, see, Black Jedi's.
He might. You're right. He's probably a Black Jedi, but I hadn't.
I swear to God, I verified this. I just cannot find it anywhere.
I love how your verification is this guy is in a robe on the internet. Somewhere on the internet, I saw a picture of him.
They wear robes.
With the pen Photoshop. No way, man. This son of a bitch is Jedi.
I seem to recall it was a fairly official.
No, there
source.
Hasn't been
anything
like
that.
I mean, even the title is just,
I knew.
A vague.
Yeah, there apparently is like some acronym floating around too.
An acronym?
Yeah, that they're using on site for it, and I don't remember what it is.
TAF.
No, it's much longer. It's like 6 or 7 letters.
Oh, really?
Fuck only knows, but it might actually stand for.
Oh, look this up, man. That'd be great. We could just sit there and try and come up with what that acronym is.
I feel like we should not
Star Wars Episode 7 acronym.
Oh, God.
The
internet has been such a bastard tonight,
though.
You're
going to have to title this podcast. Put us in the direction of... There's nothing. You'd be ashamed of yourself for what you've done.
We've gone on the internet and managed to find nothing about Star Wars. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, barely. You have come up with the right...
The internet is half Star Wars and half porn.
Oh,
and somewhere I know that Venn diagram intersects. All right, Keyshawn Van Siddell. Thank you for being on tonight's abomination of an episode.
Oh, man, this is why we don't do just me. I don't bring enough to the... I'm color commentary. I'm the Madden of the podcast. Yeah, I just... All right, look, there's a Snickers bar. Oh, boom. Just happened. Yeah, you got to have Ariel bringing the meat, you know?
Yeah.
And, you're the mayonnaise. Lobby. Yeah, I'm man. Yeah, I'm like a horseradish. Horseradish.
Sauce. It burns when you smell
it. That's right. It burns us. Ah! Exactly. You know, some people like it, most don't. That's what I bring to the table. Just
there you go.
Bitter hate.
There is a lot of what rage and ranting.
That's right. What team are you going to go for then?
I think in the near future, I'm going to be a Peyton worshiper. I'd love to see Manning get a second ring. Yeah, because no quarterback has ever done it twice. Oh, I'm sorry, done it with a different team.
It doesn't look like they're going to the way they played in that last Super Bowl. What happened? Ugh.
Seattle was just really good on D.
Oh, my God.
But,
it was unreal. It was bad. It was horrible. Oh, wait,
but Denver loaded up. You know, they added D-Ware. They have Tlaib. So.
I know, D-Ware. Oh.
I know.
Oh, ow, fuck you, Jerry Jones. another thing I hate. Here's your neighbor podcast. Another thing you sure hate.
I love it.
JJ, did you hear about the...
JJ.
Yes.
Yeah, first initial basis for this guy.
Well, you know, there was... Somebody took out an ad in, I don't know, it was Variety or whatever, that said that if you fuck up Star Wars Episode 7, you will forever be known as JJ Binks.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, oh, shit, that's horrible.
Okay. That's funny, but... Let's actually talk about it for a second. Is it possible to do worse than The Phantom Menace? That's a pretty bad movie. I mean, I feel like the low bar has already been set by George on his way out the door.
I don't know that J.J. Abrams could do as bad as The Phantom Menace. Yeah. Oh, wait! They also confirmed that there were more movies going to be coming out.
They confirmed it, though.
That it was a rumor. Now they came out and said it last Wednesday. This past Wednesday, they came out and said
it had been confirmed for a while.
It was a real solid rumor. Bob Iger at Disney started saying.
Igor.
No, bullshit.
I'm making that up.
That would be awesome. Oh, God, wouldn't it be great to have that last name? You know, anytime somebody says it, you pick
the Especially
other.
When you're like the second-hand guy at Disney. Igor, get in here.
Right. It's Frankenstein.
Yes, Herr Eisner.
Oh, man.
Oh, master.
Is Eisner still around?
I think so.
Really? Oh.
But I think his role has been diminished.
Oh, I don't think I ever dropped so many F-bombs as I dropped during that first 15 rounds of that draft. That was horrible.
15 picks.
Did I say rounds?
Yeah. That's
well, they are rounds.
It feels that way, right?
8 minutes? They have 8 minutes?
10.
Oh, 10?
It used to be 15. It's fucking interminable.
Oh, my God. No. It is fun, like, watching all the old people high-five each other and get all riled up inside the war rooms. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And all the weird camera angles, so they don't want to show the walls where all the writing is.
Although the Cowboys always do. Jerry's real good about standing right in front of like who they have circled and on the whiteboard is their first pick. It's happened like 2 times in the last 5 years.
Really?
Oh yeah. And I'm not even making that up. Everyone knew it ahead of time.
Oh, until he drops. He's got to drop. Some point. I was hoping the pressure.
Him versus Von Sydow.
No shit. Which one goes first? That's a good internet bet, America.
What else are you gonna give me?
Oh man, I hope they film this shit quick. Otherwise, we're going to end up in a Dumbledore situation, and we don't want that, America.
Well, the real problem is it's a fucking trilogy.
Yeah, but...
Can we assume he dies?
Have they said anything about a trilogy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I know they're doing an episode 7.
Yeah.
I can't remember them saying... Well, I guess they have said.
Yeah. That's what you do in Star Wars.
No. Not when Disney does it. It's going to be a trilogy. It's going to be a forever trilogy. It's going to go I'm telling you, they're going to make 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Have they done that with anything so far?
Who's had the capability? Are you talking about Disney? Yeah. Coming out with anything?
I think there are 3 Aladdin's, 2 of which went straight to video, and 3 Lion Kings. That's about it.
Yeah, but they've never had anything like this.
No one's had anything but this shit.
I know.
Do they have Indiana Jones as well as part of the buyout?
I don't know. I think so.
Because, my God, they need to get on that. That was the question I wanted to ask you that I forgot.
What?
Assuming they do, who plays Indy? Who's your recast? No, you, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck him. You both need to let that go.
No.
He's an old man now.
That's right.
Recast the son of a bitch. No. Connery is still not Bond.
He'd be the grandfather. But look, everybody hates the son that they came up with in the last movie, right?
I'm saying so good. Do a reboot.
No. Instead of reboot it.
All right, go ahead. Lay that straight on me.
Okay. The son is lame. It is acknowledged by Indy that
yes,
the son
Mutt
is lame.
Yes, Mutt name. It was known.
Mutt, yeah. Mutt has a son who thinks his father is lame.
Son of Mutt.
Son of Mutt. Grand.
That's our title.
son of
We nailed the dog, Mutt.
We got it. We nailed it. There. Rescued it literally in our postscript for the podcast. Son of Mutt. Yes. That's it.
We literally named the dog.
Yeah.
Mutt.
That's so bad. Oh, yes, exactly. And he knows that his father's an asshole idiot, too. So this is how you save it. You're not going to rescue it with that same actor. You can't do that.
No, it's LaBeouf destroyed his career. We are talking about this before.
Yeah, so.
You know, thank God, by the way.
Move on. LaBeouf is, God, your father was an idiot, but I'm still alive, and I'm going to tell you how to do awesome things. And the grandson then goes on to do awesome things. And you make him like James Bond.
What, and put him in the 60s?
Yeah.
Or 70s. See, what I was positing was we would get more indie but stuff from the 30s. Like, there's more stories to tell with that character.
Oh.
Just recast him. And my question to you was, who do you recast him?
Oh, see, I went with how do you do it. You gotta come
You're
up
making
with
a legacy thing out of it.
Yeah, I would. That'd be badass, dude, 70s thing,
I'm not...
I don't think they've ever had, like, a... treasure hunter kind of guy in the 70s. They always said it.
Because they all do coke.
That's a rule, too. They get son of Mutt, man. It starts off with Son of Mutt's in a coke den with, like, 6 strippers and no job. And Indy comes and pulls him out. Kid, you gotta round it up. you gotta get going. We've got gold to find.
Fuck.
Yeah. Come on, Son of Mutt. What do they call you? They call me Son of Mutt. Oh, good. You sound just like me. I know. You're my grandpa.
No. But for me, part of the charm of the series was the period it set in. So I was hoping.
Oh, so you'd have to come out somehow, revamp it. So the aliens.
No. Just more shit, but, set between the other films.
Right. I'm just saying.
Just more Indiana Jones. Like, actually Indiana. But you just recast him.
Who would you recast as a...
I know my answer to this. I thought about this.
Yeah, exactly. You cheated. I got to come up with it out of the blue.
Well, I can go first.
Okay.
I would go with Ryan Reynolds.
Hmm.
It's not a strong pick, but I think it works.
I'm not
in love with it, but I think he's got about the same look. I think he's got the same range.
He's got a voice. Effeminate. It's not the years, it's the mileage. It's not the years, it's the mileage. That's the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he couldn't deliver that one. Son of a bitch. I hate him.
It belongs in a museum. Yeah, it's tough to say. I don't know. Well, my default joke answer everyone ever asked me is Bradley.
Hawkeye.
Oh, Renner? Because he's been everything already. Why not?
Yeah!
I am genre king.
Yes. Or
Ritter's not bad.
No. What about Serenity?
Fillion, I thought about as well. Yeah.
He's a little old.
Yeah. Well, he's out of shape.
Oh.
He got done with Firefly, and he decided, all right, fuck it, I'm getting up the treadmill.
Right. Well, you hit 35. You don't even have to stay on the treadmill.
Don't tell me that. I turned 35 this year.
You do? Yeah. Good luck with that.
I went to the gym today. That's right. Amazing.
It doesn't work the way it used to.
Oh, that shit's already started.
I know. Oh, God. It gets worse.
Yeah. Oh, sure. But they're fucking actors.
Right. Exactly. You know, if you're Indiana Jones, you'll find a way. I mean, fuck. Luke Skywalker's getting into shape. That some bitch hadn't been in shape since pre-Wing Commander.
It's been a while, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to play Wing Commander.
And that was your conclusion from that little aside?
So it's my Titan box right now, even though I've got games sitting there waiting to be played.
I can't do that you have a Titan box.
Yes, it's a Titan box.
That's what Son of Mutt should search for in Indiana Jones. Son of what? And the Titan box.
Son of Butt. Son of Mutt. I am Son of Butt. Son of Mutt's arch nemesis.
And the, like Titans, and the Titans box.
No Son of Butt, Belloc. You redo it? Yeah, I would do Fillion. I think I would do Fillion or...
Fillion's a good way. Yeah. I did think about him as well. Yeah. So.
That's what I would do.
Reynolds just really kind of looks like Ford to me, I think.
I wonder if... No, he's probably too old at this point. I was going to say the Transporter.
Oh, Statham.
Yeah. I don't know that he could...
Bald, Indy?
Is he bald?
Yeah, that's why he crops his chest short. You're right. I know you're right.
Put a blue cap on him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just a hairpiece. Connery wore a toupee. Did he make the doctor know?
Put a blue cap on him. And
he thinned early also.
You could have an afro with a blue cap on his head. You know, you can do whatever you want. What a brilliant way of using special.
What about Matt Fox? What do you think about him?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, he could. I don't know.
I think it's a stretch.
What's he done?
We Are Marshall.
I mean,
Party of Five, Lost, and that's
it. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, no one really came out of that show except for...
Elf.
Elf.
Yeah. The freckles.
I was actually... That's not a bad role. I was going to say Ben. I'm forgetting the actor's name.
Oh, yeah.
He's apparently really good on Person of Interest.
Yeah.
Michael I.
Yeah, he was spectacular.
He's a fantastic actor.
I need the latter half of Lost.
Yeah, they fell in love with it, with him, the actor. They were like, okay, we're expanding this role. Henry Gale's going to be the leader of the others.
Should, yeah.
Spoiler alert. How about one of the guys who's been on Game of Thrones but is dead now, as Indiana Jones?
Oh,
speaking of guys whose calendars opened up, huh?
Boromir?
Could he fake an American accent?
I have no idea.
I mean, Jamie Bamber faked an accent for Battlestar.
He would be good.
Maybe. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
He's got the face. He could have the hair. But and I think he could act.
The few
things I've seen him in, he's shown, you know, range. Hadn't been the same character in everything he does.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? He was in a different movie recently.
Bamber?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He was in the Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, Oblivion?
Yeah.
Not seen it.
You haven't seen Oblivion?
Mm-mm.
Write it down, motherfucker.
Alright.
Damn. It was actually, it was pretty good. It was like.
Cool. Good to hear.
Oh, it was like a cross between. No, it was kind of the Son of Matrix.
I thought that was the Depp movie you guys were trying to tell me about, where Johnny Depp becomes the Matrix.
No.
The Transponster or something like that.
No, Oblivion is like Son of Matrix.
Cool. Okay. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. But the Johnny Depp movie.
Actually, going back to Lost People for Indiana Jones, what if Kate played Kate Allen's character? Marion?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. I still can't believe the girl they got on Star Wars Episode 7, how much she looks like Natalie Portman. It's uncanny. Yeah. You seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. And the other guy looks like...
But Portman's got real classic looks. I mean, Keira Knightley, you know, passed this for double, and that's how she's started her career.
Right, yeah, so. Yeah. That's so awesome, too. I come up with that third thing. What was this premise? It was, we had two things that we knew we would...
And something else popped into your head.
Well, the three things you wanted to talk about. I was thinking about the draft.
Star Wars Episode 7. That's where I was at. I didn't have a third one.
Maybe it was the Longhorn. No, it wasn't the Longhorn. I can't remember what it was. It's gone. Son of a bitch. I'll get home.
It wasn't Justice League? What a train wreck that
story had. Oh, the Arrow is so good, though.
Mm. All right, I believe you.
I'm praying to God that everything they're doing in Arrow is laying groundwork for Justice League. I'm praying they are. Oh.
I know better, though.
I'm telling you, they are plumbing DC's arc, everything,
yeah,
and laying it out.
Someone teased me at the store the other day at the comic store. Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
If only.
But oh, man, that would be sweet.
That's such a perfect cast, right?
It really would be. I actually watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, I'd watch a Doctor Strange film anyway.
I want to say it was a movie announcement.
Well, they had that kind of unannouncement where they announced that they have everything mapped out till 2028.
For what?
For Marvel.
Really?
Phases 3 through 7, evidently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They got a vague plan, yeah.
Yeah. I read where the current Captain America only has like 3 more movies or 4 more movies left.
Yeah, apparently he's
but
done.
Bucky has like 9 more movies left. So everybody thinks that means they're going to hand it off to Bucky eventually.
In the films? Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Which I loved in the books. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Like Captain America with the steel arm. God dang it, I can't remember what it was. Got myself nuts.
You had to give yourself an aneurysm.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, I've been Cyrus Fortizavi.
that is a lie.
Nah, America, you know I'm kidding. I'm Keyshawn. Oh.
Von Sydow.
Von Sydow, yes.
Pray for me.
Doing my podcast before I die. That's my motto for this podcast. Doing this shit before I die. I don't say that
in
every podcast.
I made
it back for another one. Do it before I die.
And I have been Cyrus Morizavi, the son of Mutt and the host of tonight's episode.
It's not the son of Mutt. The son of Mutt.
Son of a Mutt?
Son of a Mutt? No.
Is that better? No.
No, I think it's just son of Mutt. Yeah, like Quicksilver, son of Magneto. Same thing. You don't have the son. It's just son.
This could totally go viral on the internet.
Son of Mutt? I think that ought to be what they do for Indiana Jones episode 8.5. Is that. That would... Son of Mutt. Fuck Mutt. And just go right past that.
Oh, God.
We named the dog Mutt.
Thank you for listening, and we're sorry. And we'll
be back. We can edit this into something good.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it my best shot. This has been a Rise Again production. Copyright 2014.